The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
And 44. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
What up, internet?
And Brian Majoma.
So then what you're telling me is that Kotaku is a trash website. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. We may bring that up tonight. We may bring that up tonight. Actually, we will bring it up tonight. Lots of controversy in the gaming industry. You know, matter of fact, the biggest controversy of them all, I'm going to save it to the ass end of the show. Because I'm pretty sure everybody expected us to talk about it first. No. At the ass end of the show, only for a couple seconds. That's it. Because I don't want to ignore it. But at the same time, you know, there's reasons. But we'll get into that later. But I hope everybody's doing fine out there in the internet land. Why does my shit always get fucked up every time we go live? Like my Chirons, it's like blah. I'm gonna go wherever the hell I want, you know.
But
I
got the way tonight. What's up? I have the Wii U controller on me right now.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel that bad.
Oh,
yeah. So I mean,
would you say it feels good?
It feels good. Suitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Manny, you have an announcement to make or something?
Yes, I do. So, if you notice behind me, for those of you who can't see, I have a very large box here. And inside of this large box is my comps from Skybound Entertainment.
To the people who don't know, what are comps?
Comps are essentially, if you work in the comic industry, your company will send you over, you know, so a couple of the issues so that you can look at, or you can give away, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. So this is what you see here is Skybound X. It's a special cover by Kari Randolph and me, as well as interiors that were drawn by myself and Kari Randolph. So that's a cool stuff there. So yeah. Toward the end of the middle of the show, we're going to do a nice little giveaway. We're going to give away two copies. We're going to give away the first one, which is a full color cover, and then also a really cool special black and white looking cover where you can see Kari's art without my color work destroying it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
Nice. All right, so there you go, people. Stick around and you'll get some free stuff. Also, another little surprise that we're going to do tonight. Because Manny is currently in the middle, and this is purely for the guys just watching us tonight. Mm-hmm. He's in the middle of making our featured image tonight, so he's going to pop that up there. Dead Space is the featured image. This is still a work in progress. It's not finished yet, people, but by the end of the show, we will see if it's finished or not.
Yep, and then you can, for those of you can actually see it right there on the corner, right there.
Yeah, so there you go.
See what I'm up to.
Yeah, let's just hope the resolution gets better.
You just see, like, it looks all distorted.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know what it is like with you. Like, when we start the shows, your, like, frame rate is all fucked up. Pixels are all... Then by the end of it, it's fine, you know? It's like it needs to warm up. Yeah,
it needs to warm up. Well, you know, mate, right now, it probably needs to warm up a little more because most of yesterday and, I was... the whole neighborhood was all the electricity went out. We had this freak 10-minute storm that literally knocked out all the electricity and the water and everything. So
10-minute storm and then 12 hours of darkness or 13 hours.
4 a.m. in the morning, that's when we got our power back.
Did everything go bad in the fridge?
No, thankfully we kept everything stayed pretty good. It doesn't, as long as you don't open the fridges and stuff like that and start letting the cold air out, you can last for a pretty good long time, a good time. Obviously, if you go more than 24 hours, then everything's bad.
Yeah, 13 hours, you should still be good.
Yeah.
You're letting the cold out.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. I think that's it. So let's get into it, man. First topic of the night, EA Play 2021. Something that was so monumental, I completely forgot that it was today. Completely forgot. So they announced some stuff. And let's run through it. I'm reading this from Eurogamer. So let me know if they missed anything. Because every time I read from these articles, they're always missing something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm just going to just go in whatever order they have it here. So the first thing they have here is some game called Lost in Random. Actually, you know what we'll do? Hey, Carlos, man, get on camera and get some of these videos up if you can. Let's give the people something, man. Probably.
I keep seeing all this connection to Tim Burton. I don't know if it was something from the universe.
Of his movies. Carlos, the trailers are right there in that first post, so you should be good. Yeah, I just realized, like, oh, we can show you trailers, man. High tech around here.
Yeah, but we're in the future.
Yeah, you're right, Adam. Uh-huh. Looks like some Tim Burton game. We'll have it up in a little bit. It says here, what am I reading this from? Oh, wait. We'll skip around. Let's go to Lost in Random first. The first one is actually Grid. Grid Legends.
Interesting.
Carlos, you want to start with that first? You want to start with that first then? Grid Legends? The first trailer on here.
Let's
do that. Okay, so I'm reading this off of Eurogamer. Codemasters, fresh from releasing F1 2021, announced Grid Legends for 2022. The hook here is a live-action story mode starring actors such as... I'm not going to pretend to pronounce that fucking name. The debut trailer's below. All right, so let's see this game.
Who we got?
Is that the actor? Oh, this is like Need for Speed Underground. Remember the 2006
one? Well, that's what their grid series was like then.
Yeah. All right, so it's a it looks like live action mixed with the gameplay. But the thing is with like if that's supposed to be the main dude, I don't know. I'm not going to pronounce his name. It just says his name is, I can't even pronounce his fictional character's name. Never mind.
Why don't they just
What do you guys think is more respectful, not bothering to pronounce a name or butchering a name?
Butcher, go ahead.
All right, Nakuti Gatwa.
All right,
Nakuti Gatwa. Okay,
sounds right to me.
Yeah. And his character's name is a show called Sex Education. It's Eric Effiong.
Hmm. Okay. Right.
So if you guys know who this dude is, there you go. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is, man. All right.
It's a show you don't watch, man.
Yeah, no, whatever. Like, why do we need a show called Sex Education when you have Pornhub?
Here we go again with EA spitting every other racing game series except the one Burnout. Everybody wants. You know what I mean? It's like, what the? Why are you trolling everybody?
Yeah, I know, man. I know. It's bullshit, Mr. Davis. All right. Next up, like we said before, Lost in Random.
Lost in Random.
What's up, Brian?
Yeah, just add what Adam has just said. Why? I mean, these guys have Need for Speed and Burnout, and they choose to make a grid game. Because why?
Nobody was asking for that. Nobody was asking.
You know, it's like, hey, EA, can you give us a Burnout game or give us a Need for Speed game? Like, I know what I'll do. I'll buy a whole different studio that makes racing games and make a game that's nothing to do with what you asked. It's like, why? What the fuck's wrong with you? I honestly don't care.
Yeah, you know, Brian, sometimes why is the most pertinent question ever. Why?
That's why Adam does it all the time.
Better why.
Let's make like a super long throwdown bet. How long before Codemasters gets shut down?
Oh, shit! Brian, man!
Those rally cars that they do are pretty popular. People like that stuff.
Oh, the F1 shit?
Yep, Dead Space was pretty popular. Look where Visceral went.
Yeah, but it's not racing.
The Sims was pretty popular. Look where Maxis went.
What's that other studio that went down from EA?
There's a lot.
The people that did Skate. I forgot, Black Box, something Box, they're gone. The original crew that did Skate. They shut that
We could probably do half an hour just listing all the studios that EA killed.
The guys who did the Def Jam, Icon and
Icon. Vendetta,
they shut them down.
Go ahead.
I say give it to like 20, 25. Sorry, 35. So 14 years. And then
fuck it. They'll be gone. Brian, fuck it. We're going on edit version right now.
Uh-oh.
We're going to name, this is from The Gamer. We're going to list 14 studios. I'm just going to list them off real quick that EA killed. All right. Remember Westwood Studios?
Yep. The guys that did that really good Blade Runner game years ago. Yep.
Gone. Wow, look at this. New FX. Whoa. They did the NBA Street game.
Oh, see, that way, that's why we don't have an NBA Street. It's another one because they shut down that studio. Oh, that's
I don't know this one. Bullfrog Productions.
Oh, they did. Theme Hospital.
Yeah, Theme Hospital and Syndicate.
Oh, this says Populous and Dungeon Keeper. Wow.
Populous also.
That's crazy. Playfish. I remember that name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Origin Systems. I don't know what that is. Phenomic Game Development. I don't know what that is. Black Box Games. I remember them.
That was it. That's it. That's the one that did Skate.
Yep. Victory Games. Okay.
I just like the irony of all of it.
Yeah, Victory, yeah. Mythic Entertainment. Very Mythic. It's dead. You're just like a myth, you know? Oh, DreamWorks Interactive. Oh, shit.
Oh!
They did Medal of Honor Warfighter.
Mm-hmm.
EA Salt Lake. I didn't even know that. Maxis Software. Remember those guys? They did SimCity.
Mm-hmm.
Visceral Games.
Visceral Games. The currently what they're raping their dead corpses right now.
And Pandemic Studios, Battlefront, the original Battlefront.
So they saved. All right. So remember, a bunch of people still stayed. There were some people that left from Visceral. They joined the Call of Duty team, but still stayed within EA, just went to all the studios. I wonder if they're bringing any of those in to help out that are familiar with the project, with the game, you know? It's like, oh, well, what's Jimmy up to? Jimmy's working on so-and-so. Can you ask him if he's interested in doing his remake with us?
You know,
that type of thing.
All right, go ahead.
Pandemic Studios go out 2020, or?
Oh, shit, I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
Shutdown Pandemic was 2009.
Got the joke, Carlos.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. And Carlos, let us resume our regularly scheduled program. All right. So this is Lost in Random. So let's look at this trailer here. Looks like, definitely some Tim Burton vibes going on.
Okay.
Could you guys imagine if Tim Burton directed a Batman movie?
I remember that. What the fuck is this?
Kids, man.
This game looks interesting.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Somebody did say that, Adam, believe it or not. Oh. And they made like a mock-up picture, like to show, you know, little Bruce Wayne with his parents, you know? And they're like, oh, could you imagine? Wait, is this stop motion?
No, well, it's like,
not literally. It's a game.
Yeah.
It's probably they don't have the, they probably run it at a, they make it look sort of claymation-ish. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it looks cool. Yeah,
Tim Burton.
Yeah, the hardcore. Yeah, because it looks like claymation.
Or the Alice games.
Yeah.
If you remember those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. The really dark ones.
Mm-hmm. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
I'm the man with the ripaway face.
Yeah, they're not even hiding what this shit's supposed to be.
Yeah, this shit is just. Not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Tim Burton is like a producer or something.
I wouldn't be either. All right, let's go to the next game. It's called Knockout City Season 2. Okay,
that's not the boxing one, right?
I think it's oh my god, dodgeball game, right?
All right, because I was going to say there's a boxing one that sounds similar to that, but it didn't get picked up by EA.
Yeah, because I thought it was like a Knockout Kings, you know, but this is Knockout City. All right, here we go. So this is Knockout City, right? Okay, pyramid going on here. Is this like dodgeball, but like, you know, like what's the name of that fucking game now? The soccer car one.
Rocket League.
Okay, so is this like the Rocket League of dodgeball games?
Like the cover girl say, "Yo no sé."
They showed this before. Wasn't this at the Keeley Games or one of them?
Oh, no. Yeah, the game is out, by the way. It's, you know, the game is already available at the moment.
I don't like it.
But yeah, it looks whack. All right,
yeah, they showed this, I think, last year.
Yeah, they probably did. But yeah, the game's actually available now, so this is season two. All right,
thanks.
Move on. Next up, we got Apex Legends Emergence, and they got a new character apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's like based off some meme guy. It looks like. I kind of don't get it, but you know, waiting for it. Yeah, I don't know. I none of us here plays Apex, so whatever.
It's cool that they are supporting it still, so it's nice.
Yeah,
all right, somebody's still playing it.
I wonder if this trailer even has fucking gameplay in it.
No,
it doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah, scroll through. Okay, never mind. All right, next, Carlos, what is this, Battlefield Portal? What the fuck?
Brian, I watched the whole thing beforehand, and yeah, there's no gameplay. Okay, fuck it.
Don't care. All right, Battlefield 2042.
This was interesting.
What is this? What is this Portal?
So Portal, it's what we used to do in Halo, where you can create your own world. But they have maps, but you can, but they have their own maps, there's a bunch of them, but you can put whatever you want from any time period. So you could have old 1940 soldiers going against future soldiers with old-timey guns and new guns, and you can put different effects where, if you use a certain weapon, you only cause 50% damage, but if you grab this one special weapon, you get 100, but you have to find that weapon. They showed another one where it was like a tank going against some robots and stuff, and you play as a tank, and you can either do this with your friends locally or online or just against NPCs. You can just create this world and you can share it with other people. So they're going to have some that they've already created, but then there's going to be others that you can just create, you know, just for yourself. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, from all different time periods from within their Battlefield universe. From 1, 2, 3, and they said even some from Bad Company. There's some multiplayer maps or whatever that are going to be in here. So the question everybody wants to know is, how many assets can you load up? Like, how many tanks can we have? How many cars and buildings and destructible environments and all that stuff? Can you just create this massive war going on? But the fact that you can create anything, period, is awesome.
So what is this supposed to be, like Battlefield Greatest Hits or something?
It's
a forge mode.
Yeah, it's a forge mode. You create your own maps, your own
world. It's like Forge Mode or Little Big Planet or Super Mario Maker. It's like people create their own maps, the game types and stuff like that. It goes on like leaderboards. People get to play them.
Yeah, like one of the things that you just see now, they had this mode where it was 1942 Germans versus modern day people, and one team has knives, the other one has defibrillators, and that's it. That's the whole game mode.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, then.
It's interesting. It sounds interesting, and definitely would be fun to play. And I'm not big into the creation, but man, I'm sure we would play all kinds of crazy ones. Some crazy ones.
There's bound to be some sort of like a wacky game mode that makes sense.
Some sort of shenanigans.
And that's not the only thing. They have another one. I think it's called Hazard Zone or something. I think it's called Hazard Zone. And they're supposed to announce that. That's another new mode. And I was thinking about, how do you get into Call of Duty? How do you get into that chunk and pull those people away? Because they already tried the campaign and that didn't work. And they've tried multiplayer and they're pretty good with it. But still, everyone lives in Call of Duty. Well, the only way to do it is to create some new innovative modes. This right here, this portal alone, look at this. It's amazing. If it can actually do what it says it can do, this is going to be something that I could see tons of people just spending time in, because you can't get bored of the same map. Don't bitch. Make your own shit then.
I'm just wondering how many tornadoes at a time you can use.
Well, that was the other thing. That's what people were saying about the hazard mode. They think that hazard zone, they think that's what it's going to be. That either it's nonstop weather conditions or you get to set the weather condition, because I don't know if that's included in Portal with the weather stuff, but we'll see. I'm interested.
All right.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing here, when Manny's still drawing right now, Dead Space. So this was a rumor a couple of weeks ago. We even talked about it, that they were making like a full-on Dead Space remake, the first game, like in the style of Resident Evil 2. And yeah, here it is. This is my first time seeing this, by the way.
Game engine footage represents game and development.
Yeah, so
but it doesn't say it's real time or pre-rendered.
And this is a next gen exclusive. No cross gen silliness, which is good. Well, but You know, here's the thing. I said this on Twitter. I've said this on the show, too. I'll say it again. I have very mixed feelings about this because I feel that the first Dead Space is perfect as is. Gameplay, story, level design, nothing is wrong with it. The only thing it really needs for the modern day is just modern, you know, like 4K textures, ray tracing, all that good jazz. It only really needs cosmetics. But this is not that. This is full-on remake from the ground up. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna play this game. Don't get me wrong, but that's not what I want. And I feel the same way about Resident Evil 4. I'm like, the game is perfect. You don't fuck with perfection. But and then obviously the other problem with this thing is like, so this is being made by a studio that's not Visceral.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, Chris, what's your take? I know you love Dead Space as much as I do.
I agree with you. It needed a remaster. I mean. You know, it's one of those games. It's one of the few games where I'm like, this doesn't need anything. Resident Evil 2 is a different story.
Yeah, that needed shit.
It, like, had tank controls. It was a PS1 game, you know. You can't do anything with that. You have to bring it to modern day. It needed a complete overhaul of the camera system, all that stuff. So I can understand that. But with this, I feel the same way you do. And it's very rare that... there's games where I'm like, you know, like, is this... No, I mean, like, Resident Evil 4 has been ported all over the place.
Yeah.
It's been ported to PC, it's been touched up and everything, it doesn't need...
They said they're going to add more characters.
And the thing with Resident Evil 4...
Well, that just changed the story.
Yeah, no, that's not good. That's not good.
How is that going to even work if you're adding more characters and you're going in a different direction?
Yeah, I was going to say, with Resident Evil 4, is you can't even be like... oh, you just think it's perfect because of nostalgia. No, it gets released every year. I play it every year, and it still holds up. You know? Mm-hmm. This game, yeah. No, I didn't know they were going to add new characters. They're going to fuck this whole thing up. They're going to fuck this up.
I don't know anything about the studio that's doing it either.
Yeah, Motive. Like, wasn't that the studio Jade Raymond left? Or, like, it was, right? Like, didn't she found the studio and then she left?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Motive, though.
Was it Motive? I could be wrong. But I'm asking, is that the same studio?
Well, I mean, the one thing that we do know is, since like they keep saying it's like this remake, they're still using the original code. They're just building on it. It's not starting from scratch.
Yeah, here it is.
They're starting from scratch.
They are,
They said they're using Frostbite Engine.
Yeah, they are.
Oh. And then why even... Well, it's a complete...
Yeah, by the way, I looked it up. Yes, Jade Raymond is the founder of Motive, and she's no longer at EA.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So they kick her out of her own company.
Mm-hmm. So think about it like this, right? Think about it like this. So EA killed Visceral, and now they're bringing this back.
Oh, like, and it's also to the point where they literally, the guy who made Dead Space is literally made his own studio and is essentially making the spiritual successor to Dead Space currently.
Well, that could be the reason why. They probably saw that hype and they're like, wow, people want this. Can we do this again? We have the right. Can we do that?
It sounds like Mega Man Mighty Number 9 situation then.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, Glenn Schofield, some people are... Kotaku was going after him, actually. Remember last week? Kotaku instead managed to piss off every game journalist instead. Kotaku's been on some bullshit lately. We'll talk about them in a bit, though.
It definitely has to do with that whole hype for the other one, because the last one, Dead Space 3, was released in 2013.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really cared about Dead Space and doing a remake, we would have had one way before now.
Yeah. No, they at least according to the report, they saw how well Resident Evil 2 was received. Like, wait, we got one of those. Let's remake
it. We got one of those games.
You know? That's literally what it was. Like, oh, we got one of those.
Resident Evil 4, not Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Man. No, we got a game like that.
Glenn Schofield. So, yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on, you know, EA Play in general? I don't think I missed anything.
Man.
To be honest.
Here's something that I will say, and this is going back towards the Dead Space thing. Even though we don't... A lot of us don't believe that it needs a remake. I mean, EA doesn't really have anything else they can offer us.
No, but...
gotta have something.
They're not in the business of making anything new these days anyways.
No. Well, Skate 4, that's not new, but they even said it.
This remake ain't new either.
Yeah,
you know?
They're like, hey, it's not a remake either. But they were like, yeah, well, we're not going to be at this thing, so don't shoot us the bad messages and feedback. We're not going to be there. At least they gave a heads up. That's the only other game I could think of. we already got the Mass Effect, so.
Yeah, Dragon Age is coming, but who knows when that's going to happen.
It's them. It's EA is. It's EA not taking any chances as per usual with EA. They're not making anything new. They're just taking a bunch of shit that people remembered and like, hey, look, we're making an old one.
Except for Burnout.
Remember, they're not the only ones. We talked about Activision's in the same boat.
Oh yeah.
Activision. What do they got? Call of Duty and that's it?
What do they have? Don't they? What's the other one they have?
We literally did this like last week, and it's like we could barely find anything. It's like
they do Overwatch, right? Activision,
Overwatch, yeah.
Overwatch. Well, I mean they do Diablo. Not Diablo. It is Diablo, right? They do that.
Yeah, it's Activision
and World of Warcraft. They do that, you know.
No, but well, we're talking about games that come out every year when they like have a bunch of. It's always a Call of Duty. All the other ones, that's not. When's the last time we had a Diablo? Yeah. World of Warcraft with some expansions, but that's not every year.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But
don't you guys have phones?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. You're right. My bad. Man,
we got some phones.
I'm about to have a Steam Deck. Oh,
they're gonna have them. All right, man. Let's move on. So yeah, EA Play. There you go.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a thing.
I'm glad we didn't live stream it like we promised.
Oh, fuck that thing. Yeah. We all forgot it.
Yeah, we all completely forgot. All right, man. The fans forgot, too.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
Let's move on. All right. Let's talk about Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh.
So they detailed the new island, Iki Island. They got a story trailer. Yo, Carlos, man, hit me with that trailer, man. Let's go. We're doing it big tonight, man.
Oh, you getting me out of what is it?
You got me out of sorts,
you got me out of sorts.
I caught you off guard, bro.
That's the one.
Yeah. So I saw some of the trailer. It looks cool. It looks like they got a witch woman like they do in Valhalla, you know? Mm-hmm. A Japanese witch woman.
Why are they asking me for my age?
You know? And there it looks like there's an older djinn in there. They're asking for your age, man. What the fuck? And there's that Monkey Island like Manny was talking about.
It's shaped like a monkey.
Oh, pretty cool
Monkey
stuff.
Islandish. Yep.
All right, coming up in 3, 2, 1.
Let's go. All right, there's Jin. I am the Ghost of Tsushima. All right, so
is it in-game graphics?
Yeah, right. This ain't a PS5 exclusive though.
Yo, by the way, looking at this trailer, it's like, damn, this game looks dated.
Yeah.
It kind of did look dated even when it came out.
It looked dated when it came out. Yeah,
dated at the time. Yeah.
I remember the original game. Remember they had that 20-minute presentation on PlayStation. So that came out the same week as the unveiling of the Unreal 5 engine. You're like, yo, this ain't hitting like that, man. You know, Ghost of Tsushima looks good. Don't get me wrong, but it didn't look high graphic-y, you know, when it came out either.
High graphic-y.
That's right.
It just looked like it looked like a super polished PS4 game.
Yeah, which it was.
Which it was, yeah.
So it looked like exactly what it was, man. So anyway,
like, look at this.
Yeah. By the way, I got to say this, right? So they got, you could pet cats and monkeys. What about a Shiba Inu, man? Isn't that a fucking, the Japanese dog? Shiba Inu? Yeah, Shiba Inu. Like, you don't got those in the fucking game?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they said there's all kinds of stuff you could pet, so.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? About the cat, right? So those of you who have cats would know this. So when he pets the cat, before he even pets the cat bites him.
Oh.
and then he can pet it. Because that's what sort of some cats do that. They sort of show affection by giving a little nibble. So I thought that was a pretty fun little detail that they put in there.
Yo,
you got a scene right there.
Is this gameplay?
It's like,
That shit looked beautiful.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's a great. I mean, you know, obviously, like despite what we said, it is still a really nice looking game. You know.
Oh yeah.
When is this coming still out? August 20th. Let's fucking go.
August 20th. I'll never forget that opening scene. Well, it's not the opening scene, but the one where you ride the horse for the first time.
Yeah, you see the logo.
They get the credits.
Yeah.
Yep. That man, I'll never forget that.
Did you see that one dude who was streaming? This motherfucker starts crying and shit.
Oh yeah,
he's dealing with some other personal issues, and
my motherfucker starts crying. He's like, "Oh my god, it's so beautiful.
It's so good,
bro." brought him back to a special time in his life.
This is what happens when you tell men it's okay to cry. You know? But yeah, this is cool. This is cool. I'm ready. What's the prices here? I'll list the prices again.
$30 was it for?
Why did I have to throw the fucking? Okay, so it is $69 if you just buy it straight, right? That's for PS5. $59 if you buy it straight on PS4. But if you already own the game, it's $20. $20 to upgrade. But what about? Oh, but you and $10 for the other upgrades. Isn't it $30 altogether? We talked about this. You know,
$30 to upgrade.
Yeah,
and if you want them brand, like just the whole collection with the original game, $70 and $60.
Oh, can I buy this shit already?
Yeah, give me that. You can.
you can get the whole thing. I don't know if you can get the expansion by itself when you already own the game.
Yeah, that's what I want to know, because I was trying to check that right now. Yeah, go check it. Oh, and also, Death Stranding isn't available yet. Like just a $10 upgrade. I was trying to do that the other day.
Let me do that.
Go so Tsushima. Yeah. All right. So there's Iki Island. Let me get the next thing ready. By the way, not a lot to talk about this week. Kind of a slowish kind of week. This, even though two stories were like pretty big, but the biggest one we're not going to talk about until later. Because throw it down. You know, we don't like to jump the gun on shit. All right. Let me get this ready here, and we will be with you in a moment on Throwdown. All right, here we go. We talk about Skull and Bones again, bro. Gotta talk about Skull and Bones.
Oh!
So this game has been in development for 8 years now, and believe it or not, Kotaku actually did some actual reporting this week. They brought a bunch of stuff to light. Like the game's been basically, like, it originally was just supposed to be an expansion for Assassin's Creed Black Flag, right? They decided, this is cool. Chips. Yeah, like, this is cool. Let's expand it. But apparently the thing's been stopped and started plenty of times. Developers have come and gone. And one of them flies out like, yo, we have no idea what the fuck we're doing with this.
Make a game.
You know?
Make a game.
So from last topic, I don't think you can pre-order just the DLC by itself.
Oh, yet. That sucks. Yet. Yeah. All right, so now we know. Yeah, because I've been looking for it. What the fuck? So anyway, I'm the whole thing is on Kotaku, but that's a lot. I'm reading the condensed version here from Game Industry Biz. The title never had a clear vision behind it, sources told Kotaku. Leadership would receive feedback from Ubisoft editorial and would respond by changing everything, which happened often. Fuck. Skull and Bones had three creative directors overseeing the project, and sources claimed that changes in leadership further delayed development. A new creative director would be assigned and would bring with them their own team. This will result in then current producers, game directors, and creative leads leaving or being pushed out. This accompanied multiple redesigns for the game as the development team went back and forth on fundamental questions such as whether people would play as a ship or as a person.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, because remember, when we first saw it, you were just a ship.
Yeah.
It was just a ship, and then later on they showed little people that looked like the other one from Xbox. And I'm like, they're going in that direction. And then that got sort of scrapped that I guess they were going to try to go back to the Assassin's Creed model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and the last thing is just like the game has gone into alpha now. So, all right, we'll see. Again, I remember playing this shit at E3 like 4 years ago. You know, I thought it was coming out that year.
Yep.
Fucking wild. What was it,
2019 that you played
2018.
It?
So 3 years ago. Yeah. We are in 2021, right? It's like weird years are getting weird. Hey, there's Brett.
What's up, Brett?
I got an update.
Oh,
I found the upgrade, but I can only find the PS4 version. So it says Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut Upgrade, $19.99.
Interesting. I think the upgrade is how much was it, Carlos?
$19.99.
Yeah, but then you got to add $10 extra for the PS5 upgrade. I think that's what it is.
But if you have that doesn't make sense. If you have the PS5
we talked version, about that.
But if you go,
there is no PS5 version. There is no PS5 version.
That's what I'm saying. There is no PS5. So then it should just be that. It's just be $20.
Yeah, no, but it's $20 if you have the PS4 version. But if you want the PS5 version, $10 more on top of that. We talked about this before.
But it's not upgraded.
Yeah, that doesn't.
But it is, though. It's the PS5 upgrades, you know? like lip syncing and shit.
Can you do that now? Can somebody on their PS5 or through the app just click on it and it'll show? It'll say it.
It's not available yet. It's going to be available.
Oh, I thought he said it.
No, pre-order. No, no, not yet.
It is for pre-order.
Yeah, it is for pre-order. I don't know. It's weird. So, Brett, we were just talking about Skull and Bones. Literally what we suspected, they had teams going in and out. Ubisoft had absolutely no idea what the fuck they were doing. And it just became a hot mess behind the scenes.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure it was just a game of shitty hot potato where they're just tossing to the next group.
Yeah, that's actually literally what happened. You know, like,
yeah, because
like,
you don't want to be the guy to be like, I failed this project. It is now dead. You'd be like, oh, well, Clint will take care of it. Yeah, we'll do a good job.
Yeah, because what happened is like they would bring in like a new creative director, so he would bring in all his people, and then it would get rid of all the previous people and all their ideas and pretty much start from scratch. And that happened three times in a row.
That's usually how it is.
You know? So, yeah, hot mess.
Mess.
Well, we'll see. They haven't given up on it.
So. Yeah, no, it's in alpha right now, so.
Yeah.
But did you mention that is the reason why it can get canceled?
Oh, no, I did not. Why can't it get canceled?
Because it's like contractual obligations to the Singapore government or something like that.
What?
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 I think I read something like that. Is it just me?
Is it just you?
Is it just you? That's Brett's line, man.
Is it just me? Let me see.
Yeah, look that up, because I'm like, that's contractual obligation.
I don't know.
The Singapore government? What the fuck?
They're like, you better make this battleship game for us.
Yeah, right.
Yo, guys in the chat, am I going crazy?
Yeah, I never heard that.
I think it would be necessary. It would explain a lot.
Yeah, that would explain a lot. Like, they just killed this fucking shit.
Report says Ubisoft has to complete Skull and Bones due to agreement with Singapore government. Ubisoft Singapore first rose to prominence with their water tech prowess in Assassin's Creed franchise. So it has surprising news.
So the company that essentially the part of Ubisoft that literally figured out how to make water in an Assassin's Creed game. So you better make this game.
You better make this game.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know where the hell this is from. It says the thing that keeps Skull and Bones standing, according to what has been reported, are the contractual obligations with Ubisoft Singapore. The publisher has received funding from the Singapore government, which binds the big Ubisoft Oriental team to the project in question.
Oh my god.
So they would have to pay the government back that money. That's sort of like with that Rhode Island shit. Remember when the Rhode Island with the baseball player and they gave him all this money for the studio and all that shit?
I'm not going crazy. It's Kingdoms of Amalur all over again.
Yeah. There you go.
No, man. Hold on. In essence, the developers would be forced to carry on the game until the final version, regardless of the discontent that can arise from such a problematic project. Added to this is the presumed toxicity of the work environment found in Ubisoft Singapore, according to the testimonies of the various Kotaku interviewees, which led to a real mass exodus of developers who abandoned the project.
Ooh, jeez.
Whoa! I'm reading this. This is crazy! Okay. With production costs which have exceeded $120 million.
What
the fuck?
Wow. Skull and Bones represents an extremely risky title for the publisher, who is still forced not to fail, which is why the works have further lengthened with continuous postponements.
Guadalupe. This is a novella, man.
Right? What the fuck?
Let's go to commercial break.
Okay, here's the bullshit statement from Ubisoft. You always have to do this shit. The Skull and Bones team is proud of the work that has been done on the project. All right,
what? What work? What work?
The indentured slaves that we have working on the Skull and Bones are very happy with their final product.
But they're not. They're clearly ashamed of it.
Yeah. It says that they're developing a quote-unquote, a new ambitious franchise that can exceed the expectations of the players.
The player.
All right, bro. Yo, this is...
Wow, all right.
So either way, we're going to get this game because of Singapore.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah. Wow. Man.
Poor guys.
You know, and this is goes back to what we were saying. It's like game development is not like making movies, man. It is way messier.
I mean, like when I first saw it, it's like, oh, this game is still going, and all the all the crap that it's been going through, and I'm like, yo, I've seen studios can like publishers can studios for less.
For less. Yeah.
It's like, this is crazy.
And don't they whip people in Singapore? Is that what they do over there?
Well, no, when you
they cane you. Yeah, I remember. There's what song? It was a rap song. It's like 13 lashes. Like they asked, "What's in Singapore?" Like, what?
Well, he was violating.
Yeah,
he was and shit. You know,
he was being a criminal. So they didn't put him in jail, but
he was supposed to go to jail for like 10 years, some ridiculous amount of time. And they're like, no, can we do something else?
Was it graffiti or something that dude was doing?
Yeah, he was doing graffiti and destroying cars or some shit. It's property damage.
Yeah, so they gave him 13 lashes in public. Yo.
I remember that was on the news. I remember that. When they were like, okay, is it done? Okay, it's done, everyone. It's all right. He's in pain, but it's done. Okay, and I think he goes to the hospital, and then after that, they fly him back to the States. Wonder what he's doing now.
Who knows, man.
For he'll forever be known as the kid that got his ass whipped by Singapore.
Yeah, right. Maybe he's developing skull and bones, you know.
There you go.
That's the sentence.
Yeah, right. I say you make that game for the rest of your life, you know.
Want another Saboteur. That's what.
Isn't that studio dead now?
Yeah.
They're dead too.
EA, that baby.
That was pandemic.
Yep. There you go.
That was such a fun one.
EA. It's in the game. Or it's not in the game.
I feel like that game was one of those ones that had a lot of potential to it, but, you know, just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It got lost in the shuffle. That was the whole thing. Because people were like, oh, that's like the Assassin's Creed knockoff because they show him climbing and stuff. Like, no, there was more story to it. There was driving. It was cool. It had nudity. Remember in the
last game? Yeah, I remember that.
The problem with that was that, remember, the nudity in that game was behind a paywall. You forgot that one.
Well, I think I already had the season pass, so that was it. Yeah, it was
put it behind a paywall.
It was in the season pass.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Kotaku now, because they've been getting a lot of heat lately for some of these headlines, and this seems to come on the heels of their new editor in chief. I forgot what her name is, Hernandez, I believe.
But they've had a lot of people leave. This is the Kotaku that we see now is not the same one from 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, this is different. This is different.
I mean, you say it's not the same from 10 years ago. You're right, but even Torrance, like 20 years ago, was making songs about Kotaku.
Yeah, Kotaku shit, you know. Yeah, her name is Patricia Hernandez. She became the new editor-in-chief a couple months ago, and things have been. She's like, oh, I'm going to bring change. Yeah, I don't think she's changing anything. She's just pushing more of the Kotaku stuff, just harder. So the thing that got them in trouble this time was that they released I believe it was a review for the new XCOM mobile game, and it literally says, 2K very quietly launches new XCOM game that looks like shit. That's the headline.
You know what? That grabbed me, though. When I saw that, I'm like, tell it like it is, and I read it. I was like, all right, be honest. That's
so obviously, a lot of people very, very upset about this. You know, unprofessional and all that. And here's the thing, you know, and I'm speaking as a game journalist right now, right? If whoever wrote that, I think it was our boy Luke Plunkett, by the way. Remember that guy?
It was Luke Plunkett, yeah.
If Luke Plunkett said that on his private Twitter, you go right ahead, bro. You go right ahead. But if you're doing that kind of headline for a publication, you can't be doing shit like that, you know? Like, imagine if I would have said, Godfall is a piece of shit. I feel that way. I'm not going to put that in a headline or in the body of the text.
But that's not his call. That's the editor's call. He probably said it. Maybe the way he worded everything, because he shitted on it throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, no. She said that's your headline. No, she said that's his headline. I gotta rock with him. You know?
That's not true.
That's what she said.
My editor changes all my shit. I say a lot of nasty words, and he changes everything.
But by the way, but she came out. She was like being very protective of Luke and what he wrote and the headline and all that. You know, but you know, I have to agree with the other side. It's like, listen, and I'm not saying the game looks good. This game, it's a fucking mobile game, bro. You know, but you can't be, you know, if you're a professional place, you can't be shitting on people like that. Again, any of these writers want to do that on their Twitter, you go right ahead, you know, but you can't do that when you're representing a company. So I totally get that. But obviously there are people on the other side. They're like, yeah, say it like it is.
No, but they're not saying it like the thing. The problem is that they're not saying like it is. They're doing whatever. This is what you call the rope-a-dope. Again, in other words, yes, he's shitting on the game, but at the same time, that doesn't need to be a title. The only reason why it says shit, it looks like a piece of shit, is because they want to attract people's attention. And yep. That's exactly what it did.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It did. It worked.
And remember, these sites, like big sites like that, are only give a shit about actual clicks. They don't care if you read the article. They just want you to click on the thing.
And here's the interesting thing. So they changed the headline on the title, on the actual article, right? But the tweet is still up. The tweet is still up.
Because that's how you can tell how disingenuous they are.
Exactly.
Because they are not fucking sorry about that.
They're
shit.
Not.
They because it. You know what? That language right there is getting people to go on there, and it doesn't matter if you're outraged or if you like the article or whatever. As long as you're clicking and giving them traffic.
That's all you're
looking for. So the smartest way to combat this shit is not actually by throwing in your two cents, is actually by not giving it any sort of attention at all.
Mm.
Don't look at it. Don't read it. Don't retweet it. Don't any of it. Leave that shit alone. The minute that happens, it proves to them that this shit doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, but it's also a catch-22 because a lot of other people that, let's say if, in the whole review of it, he starts saying how bad it is. Stuff. So I was like, well, why don't you call it like it is? It's crap. It's shit. And he's just saying it. So on the other hand, I could see a lot of people, and some were, like you said, they were applauding it. They were like, at least we know he's not bought off, because that's always a big issue, right? Oh, they paid this. They got the advertising. Well, the guy just straight out said it, and is that going to cost him? It could cost him in advertising. It's definitely going to cost him with parents who say, hey, my kid reads this. It's supposed to be game-friendly and all, and you're saying curse words in the subject. You know, it's gonna backfire, but
yeah. Well, the thing is that number one with there's number one. There's no is there a language gate for Kotaku? If they're going to be using a questionable language like that, does that mean that maybe they should have their site blocked? To people that are under the age of of consent or whatever, like 19, 16. I don't know what it is. Because yes, obviously it gets people's attention, but at the same time, I don't think that is the proper way to even do any of that sort of stuff. Yes, okay, you can say that stuff. You can say how much you don't like the article. You know, it's funny that Luke Plunkett, Mr. Supposedly Professional Journalism, remember when that motherfucker a few years ago was flashing out how much of a journalist he was and how much higher he is compared to the independent guys? Remember that motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then this asshole manages to do shit like that. Fuck them. And also, hope Blizzard or Activision just blocks their asses so they don't get any more fucking games from them. Because if we all got to play fucking game, you motherfuckers out there got to play some game too.
That's right. Daniel, you're 100% right.
2K games.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel, Manny.
No, because you got to, because we're better than you, or we get all the games, we get the exclusives, we get all that shit, and all of a sudden you can blow off these motherfuckers and still get that shit. No, block those motherfuckers too.
That's right. Yeah, nobody should be dealing with Kotaku. Anyway, Chris, go on.
It's funny. Like, if 2K goes that does what like Manny's suggesting, how many studios would that be that's blacklisted them? Because I'm pretty sure there are up to like 3 or 4 already.
Bethesda's already blacklisted.
Ubisoft also blacklisted them.
I think they did,
They did something similar. They didn't say shit, but they said something else.
No, like, they leaked called some it crap shit.
And stuff. They've said horrible things about other studios and games.
Well, they broke an embargo. They've done a bunch of stuff.
Look at this fucking pussy-ass article they wrote in 2015. We've been blacklisted by Bethesda and ostracized by Ubisoft. All right, bro.
Yep.
Well, you know what?
That's what you deserve.
you dig your own grave. You got to lay in it, motherfuckers. Come on, man. You can't play both sides. So if you want to cover those games, you got to do like all of us out here in the independent space used to do. Go out to the motherfucking store, ask for the stipend, and do your review on that shit.
Well, they think they're too good for that.
Yeah. They're too good for that, right?
I don't get swag. You know,
I don't get swag.
I do Plunkett.
Yeah, Luke Plunkett. Just because you get a paycheck, you think you're better than somebody else. Fuck you.
You know?
How about what that?
Is it? They have a union, actually.
They don't have unions in gaming, man.
That's not gaming. That's journalism. No, what's his name was talking about it? The one that left, your boy, the Bloomberg.
Yeah. Oh, Schreier.
Schreier?
Yeah. Schreier, because he said that they unionized over there, and that not everybody is in it, but a good majority of the original crew that did the unionize, they're in a union.
Okay.
So they're in it. They got a union. So who knows? Maybe that's why some of them are saying what they're saying. I don't know if that.
But they've been saying this shit for years.
You know? So maybe he is. He's got that.
Protection. Like that shit where he's like, "Oh, I don't pick up swag." You know, like he said that in 2013. Yeah, exactly. That was 2013. Talking all that shit, you know, where he was talking about like, oh, why do they let these independent guys at the show? It prevents us from doing our work. Yeah, he said this that shit, guy. You know?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. That guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, asshole. So, that guy.
I mean, I don't, he deserves whatever motherfucking shit he gets, he's going to get.
Hey, no, we're not being professional. We don't care. Fuck that guy, you know?
What's that?
I said, no, we're not being professional. We don't care either. Fuck that guy.
No, you know? Because that guy was that when we were coming up, that was the guy who had the big middle finger in front of our face saying, fuck you people.
Yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, we have a bunch of the guys out there, you know, who are also professional journalists who like, you know, this is E3. This is the place where you make it. Right.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, cheering us on because they still remember what it was fucking like when you were nobody.
Yep. But, you know, guys like Luke Plunkett, you know, they forgot.
You know? Mr. Luke Plunkett's drinking his coffee, drinking his latte with his fucking finger, pinky finger sticking out.
Was he eating fucking caviar and shit, talking about Filipino politics?
Eating his caviar, talking about Filipino politics and not talking about fucking games. Get to fucking work.
Do your job.
We don't give a shit. We don't give a shit what you think at this time. Because what are you there to do? You're there to take the fucking media from the fucking video game companies, and then you write a fucking article. Not that fucking hard.
No, but I don't get swag.
Yeah, you don't get swag. They give you that shit because they. I don't know.
Fuck. All right.
All right, forget about the guy.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hit a nerve.
Yeah, I know. You know, that guy's a dick. But I know it'll make you happy, man. You're giving some stuff away.
Oh, yes.
So let's do it, man. We're going to give away some stuff to a lucky listener and viewer right now. A viewer, I should say. He's on Twitch.
Yeah, we'll get a little viewer. So how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? We're going to pick a name at random?
You know what? Let's do that. Let's do that.
If you're in the chat, you know how to read.
Let's do the Wheel of Throwdown, man.
You want to resurrect the wheel?
Yeah. Do the wheel, throw it on. Then we know we'll do it in like 20 minutes or so.
But then I got to put names. Then I got to put names inside of the thing.
Yeah, Carlos, don't you have the ability to do the wheel of throwdown, or can't you get the names and throw them? And Manny, isn't that how that works? How do you guys do it?
It's just throwing the names through.
Yeah, Manny, he'll send you the names and you put them in there.
All right, cool.
All right, it's not a lot of people in there. Just make sure you don't put Streamlabs in there, you know?
Yo, man, Streamlabs and Tony and Eurocar9, they're all be in there, right?
Yeah. All right, I'm not gonna put this as a topic, but we need to address this real quick. Or more specifically, why we're not gonna talk about it. Obviously, the big story of the day was the lawsuit being brought to Activision, right? All these employees are accusing them of some really heinous shit, right? And we saw a lot of people give their opinions, doing podcasts. We're not going to do that on Throwdown. The reason why is because America has this thing called due process. This is hasn't even gone to trial yet. We will talk about it after the trial is done, everything's said and done, all the repercussions, whatever they may be, happen. But right now, we can't offer up anything constructive because we don't know what happened. We have absolutely no idea, so it wouldn't be fair to any of the parties involved. And again, and I do want to say this real quick, right? And I'm not defending Activision whatsoever, right? But Twitter and social media has made it very easy to assume that accusations mean you're guilty. No, that's not how things work in this country. You know, there's a thing called innocent until proven guilty, right? And we adhere to that here, you know, so we're not going to do that because there's a lot of people already making their judgments on Activision or whatever, you know, and we have no love for Activision around here. Let's just be honest. We talk about Bobby Kotick being an asshole, whatever. We're not defending this. We're not capping for this company. We're just saying, let's follow the process here, because if you don't, then we're just gonna have fucking anarchy and nobody wants that shit. So we will talk about this when the trial is done, whenever that may be. Then we'll speak on it and that. But right now, we don't have enough to actually go on.
And they're not the only ones. You got Ubisoft going through the same shit out of France.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously, it's some heinous stuff that's being accused, but we're not going to talk about that. You know, that let the other podcast talk about that. We deal with facts around here, you know, on Throwdown. So we're not going to touch it. So there you go. And it seems like the chat agrees. So that's that. So since we pretty much covered the news this week, let's get into the games we've been playing. What's up, Brett?
There was something I kind of read across I wanted to ask you guys about.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we got time, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was checking out PlayStations for my boss today, you know, trying to keep an ear to the ground because I think he'd be wanting one. Noticed there at Walmart, also noticed they were between $1,100 and $1,200 on the Walmart website.
What? PS5?
Is that directly from Walmart? Because they partner with
through Walmart and also through their partners. Walmart apparently actually released, and I'm having trouble finding it again, but they released a statement saying that the price was the manufacturer's suggested retail price, and they're actually free to set their own prices on any of their items.
What? And there was no bundle? It was just a straight-up just a console?
Just a straight-up console. So the straight-up consoles are, at the very least, being routed through big-box retailers, but it seems apparently sometimes sold by big-box retailers for exorbitant prices. Like, I'm curious about what you guys are thinking about the world that we live in, that PlayStation 5 is now $1,200
from a retail store. That's insane.
That is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just can't imagine that somebody can walk into Walmart. Anybody in the chat, have anyone seen that? I mean, on the website they can put whatever, but actually going into the store and be like, hey,
I haven't seen that in the store. On the website, I saw that for the Series X too. I saw the price explode in front of my face. I reload the page.
Have you seen PlayStations in Walmart?
No, like, that's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen any in Walmart.
No, I haven't seen any either.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to go in and see it on the shelf for $1,200 because you're not going to go in and see it on the shelf. I'm not really sure if that's a...
But I mean, eventually the stores do get them. And if that's the case, are they going to sell it at that price? They're like, well, we're selling them for $1,200. Take it or leave it.
So, Brett, I'm about to...
You're seeing on the site?
I'm about to screen share real quick.
We got the wheel ready, so we're going to do the giveaway in a little bit.
I don't know, just Newegg.
No, Best Buy was doing the same thing when they had shows.
Because I was going to buy a PS5 for someone, and I saw the same thing. Well, no, I didn't see 1200. I saw like a G. But let me see. Is this what you saw? I'm just trying to see if my address or something.
Get it up there, man. Let's see what is this. Actually, why you guys do that? Should we do the contest?
Yeah.
All right, Manny, let's spin that wheel, man. Let's see who's going to win some stuff. All right.
We're going to do two. There's a special a special cover that we're going that I'm going to be giving away. That's a black and white cover and then a normal one. So we're going to have two winners.
Oh, nice.
See which one I'm going to win today.
All right. So, here we go.
Barry Burton count. Oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Barry Burton's in there.
There we go. For me to enjoy. Hold on a second. For me to enjoy. Didn't he win something before from us too?
These nuts.
Yeah, for me to enjoy.
These nuts won the biggest prize, but yeah.
He won the biggest. All right, for me to enjoy. Awesome. All right, so what is he getting? What is he getting?
So what he is going to be getting is he's going to be getting the colored version of the cover.
Well, I got to be colored.
Why you gotta bring all the colors?
Oh,
damn. Yeah. By the way, for the win,
it's gonna be signed by myself.
Very nice. And by the way, guys, all the winners, please hit up the Throwdown, DM us, we'll get to you. All right,
you know, go on to Twitter.
I haven't seen for me a message during the show, so we'll see.
He's hanging out in there, but yeah. All right, but I know the name. I know that name. All right, next up.
Aside, and then let me just get the other one. I'm also writing it down for the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself. All right.
So, okay.
Let's go Eurocar 9.
Let's go Eurocar 9.
Eurocar 9. Get it.
Why does it say feet? Who's feet?
I don't know, but I like that name. All right. Hamsus. All right, man.
Fresh 21 one.
Wait, I see Hamsu's over here.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I'm looking at the wrong screen.
Well, yeah. Congratulations, Hamsu's. And for me to enjoy, make sure you go over to our Twitter and DM us so that, you know, get our get your address and we can send you out some cool comic books.
Yeah, there's our at Twitter, at Throwdown Show, one word, and we'll send you some stuff. Thank you for being here and participating with us, man. Good stuff.
There you go.
Okay. Now we got to talk about these $1,200 PlayStation. What the fuck? Right.
What is these $12 PlayStation?
Give me that shit. I'll buy two of them.
That's a blowout sale.
I got $20, man. Let's go.
Great. Dave, get everybody one.
So check this out.
Okay, I'm looking. Looking.
Right, hold on. Okay, I zoomed in. What the fuck? Okay, so right now for you guys listening, this is from Walmart. You buy this from Walmart for $903.80. What the fuck?
What does it come with?
It comes with a PlayStation 5.
It's the digital one. But
all day digital.
The thing is, it's like Amazon because they have different sellers that sell stuff on their own distribution list.
Okay, so what it is it's rolling through scalpers onto their fucking site. That's what it is.
They do it with the figgies. That's why whenever I go to get the figgies.
The same thing happens. Walmart, Target, and stuff, they all have these connections with other stores. So if you can't find it on their store, they have an advertisement thing on the bottom or something like that that looks like it's part of their store. Kind of like the way Amazon does it, too, where you like if you do PlayStation 5, you'll see it's like a third-party seller and it's not directly sold through them. So, yeah, that's what that is. So wow. That's a scalper. That's a scalper price, what you're seeing there.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to figure out how you'll be able to tell if it's from Walmart enough because they have it for $1,200 from Nationwide.
It'll tell you right here. Like, check this out. It says sold. Let me zoom in.
Just click on Carlos, man.
No, dude, my
he's not on it. He's on his
phone. Oh, gotcha. My bad.
I can't see any. Everybody's screen is just circling dots.
Oh, god damn it.
I'll explain it vocally. Verbally. So on the site here, it says sold and shipped by right below the actual, you know, the shipping and the price. There's a part that says sold and shipped by, and it's supposed to say Walmart. But here, for example, the $900 one, it says sold and shipped by Pro Electronics Distributing Incorporated. So it's not Walmart.
That one I knew about, but the one sold by National Distributing, I was like, I don't know if that's Walmart's National Distribution Network or what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, there's one called Nationwide Distributor.
Nationwide is on your side.
It works, right. You see?
Yeah. Jingles work.
So they're all from these. Oh, yeah, it's not going to say. Let me do some research.
By the way, isn't the way you know you're not getting a legit PS5 from Walmart is because the price is so fucking high?
Exactly.
I think that's the dead giveaway.
That's exactly it.
That's the dead giveaway right there, Brett.
Let me look up a console that no one wants to buy. Let's get an Xbox.
Get an Xbox. Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. Actually, let me.
Yeah, if it's over $500, don't buy that shit. You know. We don't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just a regular Switch.
Xbox One X though.
An Xbox One X, $399, which seems pretty fair. It's out of stock, by the way. But here, this is what it looks like.
What about that Series X, though? Brett, if you scroll down, it says sold and shipped by Walmart. That's how you know it's legit. So if it doesn't say sold and shipped by Walmart, ignore it.
So is Best Buy and Newegg doing this too, or are they just jumping on board?
Best Buy, I can go there.
So yeah,
I know Target.
We're killing time tonight.
I see it all.
Target.
Target.
Yo, but it's a French store. I'm going to Best Buy right now. We're fucking. This is like a Warzone episode. We're just fucking scrolling through the internet during the podcast. Listen, nothing happened this week, guys. You know
the reason why I'm not sharing right now is I don't want something to show up.
Excuse me.
Whoa!
What you looking at?
My address can show.
Oh
up
yeah. Thing. See. All right. See, if you go to Best Buy, it $4.99, but it's sold out. You can't even buy it.
Yeah. I don't think they have third party ship vendors. No.
You see, and I think that's the main reason why they don't do it. Because, yeah, it always looks like you have something in stock, but when it's marked up that high, then it draws a flag, and then people that aren't really looking too close will be like, oh, how dare they do this? They're shelling this shit for 900, double the price. What the hell is wrong with them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's go to Amazon, because they do third-party over there.
Oh, yeah, Amazon definitely. Oh, yeah,
all the time.
Look at this shit, $1,200. Yep. These motherfuckers are crazy.
Tony, yep.
You're seeing is scalpers.
You can get a 3080 right now on Amazon. You're just going to have to buy it
for $3,000.
But here's the other thing that Amazon does that's real slick. So I had my the Xbox Series X in my wish list, like the regular price, the $499, whatever. Right? And I think it was like a week or two ago. I was like, oh, it's in stock, something on your wish list. And I clicked on it, and it was like $1,000. But it wasn't from Amazon. So they just said, oh, well, you have it, us for our listing direct on here, but we don't have it. But we're going to link you to a third party who's like double the price on this shit, you know, and we're going to say that we have it. Yeah, that sucked, because I was like, well, no, I'm not doing this. But why would you do that? I didn't have theirs in my wish list. I had yours.
Oh, shit. By the way, if you guys heard me like grunting before, it's because I saw the price of the 3080s on Amazon.
Yeah,
don't worry. That shit. Did you see it?
$1,800, bro. It got one star.
They're fire starters, man. They sell fires. That's the flaw.
How much, Tony?
This one is $1,849, right? Another one,
the gigabyte one, yeah.
Yeah, another one for $2,500. Bruh. And they're getting one star. You're just probably because of the price. Yo, fuck that shit. I ain't paying that.
And that's because they're just 3080s. Imagine 3080 TIs.
I gotta write that. I gotta write 3080. Let's see.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is why the Steam Deck is such a great deal.
Damn. Well, $2,500 is still pretty brutal.
Too brutal.
At that price, you can just buy yourself a whole new PC build that already has the card.
All right, let's not do this anymore. But Brett, thank you for bringing it up. Adam, let's talk about the Steam Deck, man, because you found out some good stuff specifically for retro gamers. We were talking about this before the show, but that's a good topic to talk about on the podcast. So what's going on with retro gaming on
the... All right. So, you know, emulations. I love my emulations. And we got on this one, I have Emulation Station that's running on there. There's RetroPie that's out there. And then behind the backbone that keeps all the cores, all the little the nuggets to keep everything running, that is RetroArch. And then RetroArch came out and said, yes, since if you already have Steam, you know that it's there for Windows. And they do have a Linux build. But they also said that now that they have all the specs for the Steam Deck, that they are working on a version that will work on the Steam Deck, which is awesome. And then they also confirmed that Valve has already given them the green light that these emulators, if you go on Steam now, you'll see RetroArch, you'll see a bunch of them. There's Rearmed, and there's a bunch of PSP games, N64, you name it, they're all on there. And they were given the green light and told that, yes, if you have the build that's compatible, it will be on the Steam Deck. So when you log into your Steam account, you're not just going to see your games, you will see the emulators, because all these emulators are free on there. You just have to have the BIOS and, you know, games, and they don't supply that. So it's really cool that Valve is letting this happen, because that's a big market right there. I know a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to do all this, you know, do Windows and install and all stuff so you can have your emulators. But man, if this works right out the box, and they say that they're like, hey, we're all working on a version now that we have the specs that can work out of Steam Deck right there. So you just have to put your games and BIOS and stuff on your micro SD card, and poof, you are good to go. That is great news, because the team that's working behind the PS1, PS2, talking about, hey, we're going to get that PS3 working on there. Because there's some PS3 games that do work through their emulator on Windows. But they were like, hey, with the power that this has, this can do it. So bringing some PS3 games in there.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited. Already you got the PSP and all those things work, and that would be great to play some God of War, Chain of Olympus, and stuff like that. And it's going to be cool. So when I saw that, I was hyped. I was spreading the news. I was crying. I prayed to my gods. I'm like, you know, I'm in my 40s now, and now dreams are coming true. You know, this was something I've always wanted. I've constantly messed with all these handhelds to mod them, to do that with the Vita and the PSP with Chris. And I mean, this is what we always wanted. And to know that we're finally going to get one that's out the box, available, accessible, that I don't have to do all this finagling, and I don't have to put a modified version, put some tweaks in an I5 to make the shit work. It's designed to work on this handheld in my hand. that's beautiful. So yes, I'm excited. That just boosted up even more. Whoop.
Yeah, and we learned today, Carlos, remember, we got hit up about this in the Discord. Some people may be getting some of these earlier than expected.
Really?
Yeah, yes. The expectation dates for some of the, especially the 5, what is it, 512?
Yeah, the butter version.
Exactly, the butter version. It's been going from the expected date from Q3 to Q2. And I've actually heard, I think it was Yang Ye that talked about this, or someone talked about it on YouTube, but some people have been seeing from Q1 2022 to Q4 2021.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
December 2021, something like that. So that's interesting. I mean, mine still stayed the same. Mine is still Q1 2022, but it just means, you know, Valve just announced this. They probably had a rough ballpark estimate of how many, you know, units they can produce. So this is going to be ongoing. There might be bad shortages again. There might be delays. This thing might get delayed or something. Or they might have more inventory than because of the demand. They might get more inventory. So.
And if you're still on the fence, you can go right now and get one. It's still available, the $5 to reserve. So that's still a thing.
What a way to fucking launch a, I guess, system, console, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But having to have your account previous so that, you know, it actually goes into the hands of the people who have been supporting you. Even if it's not, you know, real high bar to pass. And then, instead of just shutting the shit off, they just keep taking and pushing the date back. Like,
there you go.
Yours, we'll get you one. Don't worry. It may be a minute, but we'll definitely get you one.
That's it. That's how you do it.
Yeah, and you could tell all these pre-orders have fucked people up because there were still people under the impression that was like, oh, man, I wish I could get a Steam Deck because they assumed it was sold out. No! You could get one right now. It's still available. You know? They have not sold them out because I don't think they've even started manufacturing them yet.
No, they haven't. And we talked about it all for you. That's the main reason why eBay pulled all those listings, those ridiculous listings that were popping up, because first off, it's not really a pre-order. It's the $5 reservation for the purchase of the item. And also, the eBay's policy is that you have to ship an item within 30 days of the payment, the transaction. They can't guarantee 30 days. Well, this shit ain't coming out 30 days.
Yeah.
So you got people that are selling it at a markup of like $700, $800, even more than that for saying quarter,
I saw $4,000 for this shit.
Yeah,
man,
there you
crazy.
Go. Not happening. None of that's happening. So all that shit's getting pulled.
Yeah. So bravo to Valve for shutting that shit down. You know
exactly. And then those people just wake up. Listen, you can still go to site and get it. You don't even need to deal with any of that hassle.
Yeah.
And unlike the fucking bullshit that Sony and Xbox have been doing, and Nintendo for that matter, it's like if you miss out the seconds that they were available, you're going to have to randomly find a link, randomly find a store, randomly find a homie. Shout out to Fergus Mills.
Yeah, you know.
That can provide one to you. So it's like, at least in this case, yeah, this is Q2, Q3 2022. Well, you're on queue to like get the thing. You don't have to fucking find a random link somewhere. And we're about to be, what, three and a half months from now. It's going to be a full 12 months since the next gen consoles launched.
That's right.
And people are still having issues.
They still can't get it.
So, man. Yeah, shout out to Valve. They finally did something that
worked.
Oh my god. Also, and I know that I'm going a little bit on a branch here. Have you guys seen what their custom OS is called?
No, what is
Steam
it?
OS?
Steam OS.
3.0.
Oh, they learned how to count to three.
No.
Those sons of bitches. I see.
No.
Yep. Yo, man, it's... fuck them. They fucked up.
They're like, we can count to three.
Yo, all the good karma they got from this last from this launch or this pre-order thing just gone over, man.
Uh-oh.
Hey, maybe they just learned.
They learned to count to three, finally. They learned to count to three.
Well, Brad, let's hope this is the start of something bigger and better.
You know, they've actually said as much. And, like, I don't know if that just means that they're going to try and put out more systems or Steam boxes or handhelds or whatever the fuck. But Valve actively stated they're hoping this is, you know, the start to something bigger. To which I'm kind of like, well, we did just see them release a thing for a VR headset. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got some Half-Life or VR headset. Maybe they're thinking about dipping their toe back in the works. That'd be fucking awesome.
You know how much I'll lose my shit if they announce a Portal 3? I'll look like a fucking Nintendo fan when the Switch, when a fucking Smash Brothers character comes out.
Yeah,
I'll
be lucky to be able to dial like 911 from my floor as I'm foaming from the mouth.
Yeah, man. Fucking Valve, man.
Yo, there's a part of me I wants to cancel my order just so I can get the butter one.
Yo, man, the butter one?
You know?
You mean you gotta get the butter one?
Is that the reasonable part yet?
You can do it if you want.
Like I can get away with that, right? I can get away with that.
You wait about a half an hour because once you do it, it doesn't automatically happen. Well, it'll still show it that you have it until you get another email that says your $5 have been refunded.
Yeah.
Then go back to the site and then you'll see the button light up again.
Okay, because I want that butter one now.
So you can do it.
I mean, do you want to be able to be like on my Steam Deck?
Yeah, exactly.
The only part that gets you nervous, the only part that got me nervous, is when it tells you big bold letters pop up. It's like, just so you know, if you try to get this again, you will be put at the bottom of the list. Ooh. So I was like, I know, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I kind of want that butter one now.
I've been seeing a lot of videos recently. Like, there's been a lot of fucking Steam Deck videos on just things like comparing what, you know, the performance would be on sort of equivalent hardware on a PC. And It's been looking kind of promising. Also, they've been doing
the micro SD.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. The micro SD test as well. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, some people are saying like, yo, this is somewhat comparable to even current gen consoles. In some
They're
respects.
Like, it's not too bad with the load times for, you know, 40, 60 gig games. That's a big concern.
Remember too, they're judging. I watched a whole video where they're judging it from PC standards, and they're like, you know, if you really put something big on this, like Control, like it comes down to, you know, it bogs down, but it comes down to, you know, a livable 57 frames per second.
Wow. I think it was Digital Foundry. They're talking about how like you could extend the battery life by lowering the frame rate on some games. Like
you can do that, yeah.
Portal 2, I believe. And all that stuff. Yeah, like Portal 2. They said Portal 2. Well, you could play it for 4 hours before the battery dies, but you could extend it to like 5 hours or so if you lower it to 30 frames a second. So they will allow you to do that too. You know, change how the games run. So pretty dope.
I think Brett was referencing the Digital Foundry video as well because I think they did talk about Control and the frame. It's like, what's it, Richard Ledbetter? He's like, yeah, they were, like Manny's boy. He was getting the frames off of Control. It's like it just dipped below 60 frames a couple of times or something like that.
Well, so, and the other one is that when people were talking about the speed with the SSD, if that's going to be an issue, one of the devs said that all the stuff that IGN was playing, the Doom Eternal and Control and Jedi Fallen, that was all running off an SSD. That was not running off internal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, pretty exciting stuff, man. All right, let us talk about the games we have been playing lately. Adam, we always start with you, man. What have you been playing lately?
What have I been playing lately? More Tony Hawk. Just playing a lot of Tony Hawk on both the Switch and on the PlayStation 5. Playing Valhalla still. That game never ends. playing Streets of Rage 4, the Mr. X Nightmare.
Oh, I got to get into that shit.
That's fun. I've been playing that on PC. Really pissed I can't play it on Switch because the shit's broken.
Uh-oh.
The link doesn't work. So if you click on Mr. X Nightmare, it's supposed to take you to the store to link and get the DLC. But that link is broken. It keeps popping up an error message. They said they're working on it, and they created a fix, but they sent it over for verification from Nintendo, and that was on Tuesday. So who knows? Maybe tomorrow it'll go live. So I've been doing some of that, and I might be jumping into Mass Effect 2 from the Legendary. I'm thinking about it. And that's it. That's what I've been playing. Oh, and still playing some Motocross Maniacs, that one, on the Game Boy. So that's it.
Good stuff. Manny, you playing anything? No Nier? Anything?
No Nier right now. Just sort of getting a bunch of projects done and stuff like that. So haven't had much time to game.
Working.
Yep. Got a job to do.
All right, Carlos.
I've just been playing a little, not too much, like maybe like 2 hours of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, shit.
Been playing it on my PC. Yeah, so it's, man, it looks freaking amazing, man. That game, it's like, You can. I don't think you need a next gen patch for that one.
You probably don't.
It looks really good. I've been testing it out with the DLSS, which has been pretty decent. We just got a DLSS patch for the game, and actually we got a DLSS patch on the drivers for the NVIDIA drivers. So,
what differences do you notice?
The resolution on the characters aren't as high. There is artifacting in hair for some reason. So like the tail of the horse like has some weird artifacts, and also there's like ghosting on birds and stuff like that. So it does have its issues, but it does overall I think it's still pretty decent, especially for me. I think it bumped it up from like 70 something frames per second to like almost 80.
Oh damn.
It's ultra on ultra wide, ultra settings on the ultra wide 2K monitor. So yeah, I mean, it just depends. If you want the absolute best looking picture, then don't put DLSS, just go with the native performance or the native rendering. But if you want a little bit frame rate boost, make sure to put the DLSS because it does do a pretty decent job. And but yeah, game is pretty good. Voice acting is freaking impeccable in that.
Oh yeah, game of the generation, man.
It's like, you know, let me go on a little tangent. Let me go on a little diatribe. Let me talk about stuff. Whenever I talk shit about Western anime voice acting or American anime voice acting, I'm like, why can't they do it like that? Like, you know that, like, yeah. In anime, they always do their little tropes. It's like, yo, you guys got amazing voice actors, man. And it's like, I think if they would approach anime the way they approach games like Red Dead Redemption, even like The Last of Us, I think I would be more of a neutral when it, you know, a fake neutral when it comes to the sub versus dub community. But tangent over.
All right. I don't think I've been playing anything. I don't think I have. I played a little bit of Death's Door for a preview, but I got to play the full game. Everybody seems to be really liking it. It's cool. You know,
go ahead, Adam. Penguin.
You're a raven. You're a raven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of our contributors over at the Coalition did a review of Death's Door. He loved it. He put it up there with Hades. He said it's in that vein. So,
yeah, but it's not a roguelike, though, so don't worry about that, people. It's not a roguelike. Game's fun. It's a weird mix of, like, old-school Legend of Zelda and Dark Souls, believe it or not. But not Dark Souls in the difficulty. It's more like the level design, you know? It's cool. It's a good game. All right, Brett.
Devolver.
Yeah, right. What happened?
Devolver Digital.
Devolver Digital did it. That's right. That's, you know, we love Devolver here on Throwdown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brett, what have you been playing lately?
Not a whole lot. I'm pretty busy. Rough week at work. But I have started on the new Blackwood DLC, Elder Scrolls Online, and it's pretty decent.
Nice.
Thinking I'm playing an MMO pretty much completely wrong, because I just log in late at night and just do my own thing. But it's a really good story. I feel like I'm playing through a novel, so just keep
it's new. It's new DLC or new to you? They're still making new
for them? Oh yeah.
Like huge overhaul of the game. Like, yeah, they keep on it current.
Yeah. They're always updating that. All right, Brian.
I've actually been playing a whole lot of nothing.
Uh oh.
Yeah. That's a great game.
Yeah.
Yo, man, look at you motherfuckers on Throwdown, don't play no games.
I've been playing the Game of Life.
That's a
very difficult game,
Brian,
man.
Brian, you're skipping the most important question. Well, are you playing it on easy mode?
I am playing it on a relative. I'm playing on like a medium difficulty, I'd say. You know. Here's one. I've been playing the game of watch my crypto stock just fall through the floor.
Oh,
hey Brian, I've been playing that game too.
It's a fun game, right, Carlos?
It just keeps going down.
So does anybody know the guy with the dog coin that, remember he was like a millionaire from it, that he had the most out of everyone? Do you know if he still has it or did he sell them all?
Well, he didn't have the most out of everyone.
He didn't have the most?
Pro the Doge,
Brazilian,
right?
Kid from LA, yeah.
Yeah. Pro the Doge, yeah, he's not a millionaire anymore.
No.
Well, he's still up a lot. He's up a lot. He's up, he's almost a millionaire. Because he was like, he was a $2 millionaire.
$2 millionaire?
Yeah. They kept saying when it was going down, you're going to sell. I was like, nope, I'm going to ride this out. I was like, oh, yeah, shit.
He wrote it out and he lost like over $1 million. But yeah. Now he didn't have the most. He had the most, like, publicly. But there's bigger whales than him, man. There's people that had billions worth of fucking Doge. Elon Musk was talking about him. He's like, yeah. he wanted them to sell because, you know, they could freaking crash the whole, like, if there's like huge ass whales that control a lot of the inventory in terms of the Dogecoin. And they could sell one day and they'll just crash the whole thing and fuck everyone up. Oh, yeah. Leave everyone holding the bag.
A troll currency, a meme currency, man. That's the crazy part, you know? All right, and Chris, what have you been playing lately?
Oh, it's just the same as Brian, a whole lot of nothing.
Game of life.
Just been working, man. So I haven't had time to play anything.
You won't have time until she starts running around doing other things and independently. That's when you're like, oh wow, I have this free time now. That's one of the pluses, like when my
daughter started doing the problem thing. Is I'm you know, combined with that, like I was able to like platinum Resident Evil Village. The only problem now is that I've gotten so busy at work I'm bringing it home, so
that's not good, man. Oh well, all right, we're done here. Plug some stuff, man. What new books do you have, man?
Oh well, I have our wonderful things that we just gave away.
Yeah, he just gave all the books away.
Do it again.
We have which is going to be coming out on the 28th, or what is that? That's that Wednesday. The 28th is Wednesday.
I'll tell you right now. 28th is Wednesday.
On the 28th of July, you will be able to get a copy of Skybound X, which is, you know, it's actually the 10th anniversary of Skybound. If you guys don't know who Skybound is, they are the company that's created by Robert Kirkman, who created The Walking Dead and also
Invincible, baby.
And Tech Jacket.
There's also Tech Jacket, which I also worked on as well. But yes, so yeah, it's the 10th anniversary, so we're doing a nice compilation, couple of compilation books of all the different titles that Skybound is currently publishing. And number four, we feature Excellence, and we feature a story by Kirkman, and a couple of other stories, a bunch of the other teams. I think there's a... Rick Grimes 2000 story in here. There's a couple of other ones. So yeah, it's a big mix of a bunch of different titles for everyone to sort of get a nice little idea of what it is. And yeah, coming out next week. So yeah.
Now you said Rick Grimes. Does it have weird spoilers? Like, is this before what happened to him in the comics?
Well, it's called Rick Grimes 2000 Chapter 4. So it's a continuing. It seems like it's a continuing thing between Skybound X. It's kind of nutty. So
okay. So it's some side stuff.
It's a side thing, but it's Ryan Ottley drawing it, and Robert Kirkman writing it, and then obviously there's Excellence. There's Sea of Spears, which is another book that Skybound also puts out. So it's a fun little collection of a bunch of books. Well, yeah. So that's coming out next week. So keep an eye out for that. Also, you may or may not do another giveaway.
Dun, dun, dun.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's see. Is the drawing finished, by the way?
Yes, the drawing is finished. Nice. So let us.
I wish this thing wasn't so pic. You are so pixely tonight. It's kind of annoying. But it looks.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Dead Space has risen from the grave.
Yes, kind of looks like an Iron Maiden cover.
It kind of does, yeah, it does. Like a modern day Iron Maiden cover.
Yeah, it does.
They got a new album out.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So I got to check that out. Good stuff. All right, at least the picture came out in good quality. That's awesome. You know, like you're all pixely, but the picture decided, but it looked good now. You know?
Yeah, because I'm moving.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Adam, got anything to plug?
No, just doing all the behind the scenes stuff over at the Coalition, and then it's it's funny because there's some other things that they're trying to push on us so just real quick, just because we do the lot of TV stuff, and we got Dana Abercrombie, she does her TV stuff, and I cover just Walking Dead stuff. So we have the podcast I Am Negan, and we cover all the Walking Dead, and we have a good relationship with AMC. So yeah. Let's send us stuff, but they've been flooding Rich and I for all these other things that have nothing to do with the Walking Dead universe. And we're like, why are you doing this? You know, why are you flooding with this? But no, we're not doing that. We're sticking with the I Am Negan. We're sticking with Walking Dead.
Is and it that's Skybound coming back. Stuff? Or is it like Walking Dead's universe? Or
AMC
stuff?
No, shit, right?
It's just AMC shit. Yeah. It's just other stuff. I mean, like, you know, screeners, but nonstop. Like, do this, cover this, do this, do that. I'm like, no. It's just Walking Dead. That's what we're focusing. We're not just a variety show. It's just all Walking Dead. That's it. You know what I mean? It's like, they're like, oh, you sure you don't want to cover this other something? It's weird. But anyway, no. So we got a few more weeks. So I did watch over at AMC Plus. They had Walking Dead. Yeah, Walking Dead Origins. It's a 4-part series. And we were going to cover that. And then after I watched the first episode, I'm like, nah, you don't need to cover it.
Damn.
Because it's a recap show. So if you if you're not sure about anything, but it's a recap from the point of view of the character of a specific. So the first one is Daryl. So it's his recap from the first episode to they actually show some sneak peeks of what's going to happen to him when they come back in their final season. So that's the only part. So if you do have AMC Plus, go ahead and fast forward all the way toward the end to like the last minute, and then you'll get a sneak peek of what's going to happen to him. But yeah, it's just his perspective, his point of view, the character, not the actor. He's not going to be so, I was feeling dizzy when I... No. It's what's his original name? I keep blanking on his name.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus. It's Norman Reedus talking as Daryl. And he was like, yeah, when I went through here and I had this... It's weird. It's like a weird interview with Daryl. But it's filmed, obviously, in the studio, and he's reading it off a prompter, and he just tells his entire story. It's long. It's over now. It's fucking... So anyway, it wasn't worth mentioning. So if you want to go through that process, go ahead and watch it. We're not going to cover it because it's just a recap. That's all it is. 4 parts, and each episode I have a different person. But yeah, we got a few more weeks. August 15th, it comes back. So we're almost there.
Good shit. We don't need to plug Loki anymore. Don't bother with that show. Oh, man. All right, we're done here, people. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and join the Discord. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. And you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. If you're watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Links to everything is down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Throw down coin.
Let's go. Right. Let's make it happen. D-coin. Let's make DCs? It happen. Let's make DCs? It happen. Yeah, let's make it happen. Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Stay out of the heat. Holy shit.
Brett Murdoch.
Yeah, it's been real, party people.
And Brian Monjoma.
If we do a throw down coin, then we won't end up like FaZe. I promise you that.
Oh man. All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.
This is
peace.
Later.